Blog Talk Radio.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. But what the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and the hillside enough to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just to love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for
traveling.
and meet so many different people, speaking so many different languages, doing so many different dances, having a great time. Wow. As I sit here in Columbia, one of the things that I really feel about Columbia, Maryland, is that it truly, truly is a place of great inspiration and a lot of beauty. If you have never been to this little town, it's not a city, it's actually a town called Columbia, Maryland, and it's located in Howard County. If you've ever, if you haven't been, please call myself or Victoria Falco so you can really get to know about this city, this town. It is beautiful. It was created by a gentleman named James Rouse of Rouse & Company. He had a vision for an exquisitely beautiful town in which people of all cultures, ethnicities, all races, all religions, people who, you know, all income levels, he even included that, could come together. And within their town, it could be beauty. You could mix these cultures up, and you can go eat in an Italian restaurant. And right beside it, you'll find another type of restaurant. I just left Jason's Deli, and oh, my goodness, the food there is fantastic. It's just so much. You have your French restaurants. You have your soul food. You name it. You have, of course, your Chinese restaurants, all type of your Japanese restaurants. You name it is right here in Columbia, Maryland. Now, we're talk a little bit about the Cherry Blossom Festival over in the D.C. area, but also all through Columbia, the landscaping is mind-boggling. If you are a person who's a nature lover, this is one of the places. If you live anywhere on the East Coast, come on out to Columbia, Maryland. It's absolutely beautiful. There's so many trails where you can go walking through Harper's Choice, and they can go through Hickory Ridge and down Broken Land Way. They can be in the game called Candyland, the way the streets are named. So it's an absolutely delicious place to go, you know, food-wise, nature-wise, people-wise. And my in-laws live here, by the way. This is where my husband's family is, from Columbia, Maryland, and I love coming here. If you want to go up a hill, if you want to go in a valley, there are mountains right here in Columbia, Maryland, but there are some hills and some valleys, and there's some streams and some brooks, and a lot of exciting people. They have a lot of festivals. We have Symphony Woods, where we have the Meriwether Post Pavilion, and you can come on in and get a rock concert. You can come in, and at one point you can see Diana Ross. I mean, wow, you're talking about being able to enjoy yourself in a beautiful atmosphere. And like I said, it's catered to all economic levels. They have a couple of churches here where, I don't want to call it a church, but it's basically interdisciplinary kind of a religious type of setting here where you can go interfaith, better word, interfaith, and you can go there and during the course of an afternoon visit a Buddhist program going on, or ceremony, hang around. It could be a Jewish ceremony. There could be a Muslim ceremony. It could be Christian ceremony, Unitarian, you name it. There's some that I don't, know all of them, but it's just wonderful. Now, shortly, Victoria should be coming on. She's out, as you all know, Victoria Falker has been traveling. Y'all know that, right? So, Ms. Falker's traveling, so I will be making sure that I give both numbers out so that you can keep up with both of us. But I want to say one thing. We're in April, still kind of fresh in April. And for those of you who like golf, don't forget you got the Master Golf Tournament. Yeah, the Master Golf Tournament right in Augusta, Georgia. And it's also home of James Brown. So while you're there, go ahead and visit, where his club, his old stopping ground, Augusta, GA. Go ahead and do that, and get yourself some Master Golf in. Also, in the D.C. area, all the way up until April the 16th, you have the Cherry Blossom Festival, and it's right on the mall. And the mall, when we talk about mall in D.C., we're not talking about the indoor shopping center. We're talking about the mall at the foot of the Lincoln Statue, all the way down to, I believe, where the nation's capital is. And on that huge track, you know, you had the fantastic, you know, this is historical things that happened there. But you had the Million Man March, and of course, way, way before that, you had the march on D.C. with Dr. Martin Luther King. So many things have happened on that mall, but the Cherry Blossom Festival is going on right now as I speak, so make sure you look that up, so you know where you want to go, give us a call, and we'll tell you some different things going on there. But go on out and enjoy that Cherry Blossom Festival. There's a lot going on all week, all the way up to the 16th, so it's even further than a week. So get out there and enjoy that. You might be lucky and catch it, whether, you know, once the cherry blossoms come out. Hopefully they don't get too much rain and want those little cherry blossoms all over the pavement. But a lot of fantastic things to be able to do. Now, there are a lot of things going on in April. Just, you know, look in your area for some things. If you're a person who just want to do the day trips, most cities have whatever type of flowers blooming now. There's going to be a blooming festival. Also, National Train Day is coming up. I believe that's May the 1st, 5th, or the 10th. I have to check my dates on that. Most cities do celebrate that. Great place to take the children to the train station. They even have it where you can take a little trip with the children and get a little history. So call us to look into that. I actually went ahead and got the May events. For some reason yesterday, you know, I was looking at my May events. To celebrate the birth of Buddha by attending the Lotus Festival, and that's given by Seoul, and that's going to be in Seoul, South Korea. So if you want to travel to Korea, hey, go to Seoul, South Korea, and check out the Lotus Festival. It's got a lantern festival with all these beautiful lights, symbolism, offering up light and wisdom and compassion. And, you know, what does the world need now? You know, the world needs a lot of love, doesn't it? So that's a healing for everybody, being able to go to a festival that's talking about lanterns and lights. And it's the delicacy of the lanterns and the lights. You've got to see these things to believe them. Bringing out wisdom and compassion. Now, for those of you who want to stay on the stateside, you got the Kentucky Derby coming up. And that's in Louisville, Kentucky, Churchill Downs, the first leg of the U.S. Triple Crown, okay? So those of you who like to see the horses run, and I actually discovered that I knew I love horses, okay? I know I love horses, but I did not know until I went to Charlestown and went to a horse race and really got into that, Charlestown, West Virginia, how much I like seeing them horses take off, go down the track, and you're yelling and screaming because you want your win, right? Very exciting, very exciting. A lot of fun, you know, watching the horse races. You have so much stuff going on. In Maryland, you have the Preakness Stake. You have Baltimore, Maryland, time-honored tradition with this annual Preakness Parade. You know, you all know I'm from Maryland, and you know I've been to those Preakness Parades. Yes, I have, but have you come to Baltimore City and gone to the Preakness? Hey, you got the Bermuda, you got the beer, you got the wine tasting. You have so much stuff, you know, going on. You know, you got your crabs. That's the second leg of the U.S. Triple Crown. So you got the first leg, that's in Kentucky, the Kentucky Derby. And then you have the second leg right in Baltimore City, my hometown, the Preakness Festival. And let me tell you that the bands and the parades and the pageantry that goes into this is absolutely awesome. Well worth your time to come down. And, of course, while you're down there, make sure you give yourself at least 2 days because you know. Now, you know you're coming to Baltimore, Maryland. You've got to go down to the Inner Harbor. Okay, so you're there for the Preakness Parade because usually it goes right on down to the Inner Harbor. Go to your, you know, see your horses run, and then come back down and get some of them crabs. There's so many places down there. They got a frog gut place, you know, that's with shrimp. But we got, like, crab places, crab shacks and all kinds of things right in the Inner Harbor. Take your time and take a taxi ride down the Inner Harbor and check out some history, United States history, all about the War of 1812 with the Fort McHenry. Go on down. You know, that's where Francis Scott Key actually wrote the song, Our Nation's National Anthem, The Star-Spangled Banner. Did not at all. Oh, come on down. You have got to see this place called Fort McHenry. It's a little quaint little area, a little fort, of course. You see the actual cannons. You see the actual cannonballs. Take your children to this. They can film the cannonballs. They can actually touch the cannons. They can go through and see what the military, what our soldiers wore at that time. And, you know, people must have been pretty short because all the barracks are really like 5 feet. I'm like 5'3", and you kind of have to tuck your head under. But I'm telling you, if you've got some little boys out here who love, you know, that kind of thing, and girls too, this is a fantastic trip for them. So you can include all these different things. A day at the Preakness means a week in Baltimore City, right? Or it could be a day at the Preakness. And it could be a day at downtown Baltimore, a day at the Cherry Blossom Festival, and a day over here in Columbia Township. Come on over to Columbia. Hey, stretch it out and take a day and go on over to Harpsichore, West Virginia, and get some more history. Then that history was more based on the Civil War. And you learn about John Brown, the great John Brown, with the raid on Harpers Ferry. So come on out and get a little piece of that. Now, it's like I said, there's so many things that we have going on here. So I'm going to go back to the month of May. You have Mother's Day coming up. Your mother might love a fitness retreat, a day at the spa, and all across the country and around the world. You could, you know, pick and choose where you want to take her, where you want to send her. You probably want to do a mother-daughter day kind of thing. It can be absolutely fantastic. You could take a cruise and put on a, you know, and enjoy her, turn to a spa treatment on the cruise, where she could do so many other things. Or you could just go ahead and take her to a beautiful resort and then get a spa treatment there. The sky's the limit. New York City, spa treatment, hook that up with a nice play or a nice musical. How wonderful is that? You know, I don't know what your mother likes to do, so just kind of, you know, see what it is that she likes to do. I don't know if she's a nature lover like myself, but my mother likes to dance. She likes to boogie, oogie, oogie. My mother is 89 years old. And she likes to boogie, oogie to all those oldies, but goodies. Yes, she does. She's 89. Mrs. Edith Williams. And so for her to be able to go and get a nice raw treatment and then go somewhere and see, you know, one of these oldies but goodies bands play, hey, she's happy. She is like, she is set. And be down the Inner Harbor of Maryland and get some a crab cake sandwich and maybe some soup. Oh, my goodness, that is that for her. Or New York City. Yeah, she loves them all. Now, we got the Cannes Film Festival that's coming up, that's over in France. That's an annual event, okay? And you might want to go out there and be dazzled by the stars on this. They come down the red carpet. This is, you know, the film festival is so exciting. You know, going internationally, seeing these filmmakers and these movie stars from around the world who collaborate on some of your best movies, you know, that you love them out here. And you get a chance to see these people perform. I'm going to stop a second to check to see if Victoria Falk is in between flights, in between train stations. Ms. Falk, are you out there? Okay, well, she's still pretty busy, so I will get back and check on her in a little bit. I want to take a moment to make sure I cite my listening audience. I've got to thank you all because you all know this is part of the Home-Based Business 101 series platform that was created by my darling husband, Sitawi Jahi. We call him Baba Jahi, B-A-B-A, Jahi. And he has a mission, part of Movements Unlimited, that's a company that we run together, a nonprofit, to be a service to our fellow men and women, to mankind, and get this information out to you on travel, so you can travel more for less. And that's what Ms. Victoria Falk and I are talking about, helping you travel more for less, helping you be able to take your family out. You know, with the cost of living being what it is, how wonderful is it to be able to look and say, you know what, I can afford that because I have found a place through Movements Unlimited and through the travel company that Ms. Falk has, Passion Travel, that I'm able to actually afford to travel. So we're going to tell you a little bit more about that in a few minutes, and about the $500 gift certificates that Victoria Falk and I have to give away to you to, again, help you save on your travel. This is awesome. You mean $500 you could use towards a hotel stay or a car rental. So let's say you're staying at a nice hotel and it's costing you $210 a night, you know. So maybe, you know, they'll tell you, hey, we can give you $125 off of that. And then you use the other $300-some towards your next hotel stay. And depending on where you're going, they may take the whole $500 and use it if you're going on, you know, staying in certain places for a week and your hotel stay comes to a price, maybe $900 or whatever, and it use the whole $500 towards that. So just give it a try and see what you can do. The main thing is, I don't know about you, but if I can save $50 on my hotel room, that's good for me. Because I can turn around and save another $80 on my car rental and another $90 another hotel, I am down with that. So I want you to know that this is available. Now, also in the month of May, on May 5th, we got Cinco de Mayo, you know, and that is a Mexican holiday. And there's a lot, you know, the holidays were celebrated since they had the war in 1862. And there are a lot of places that have big celebrations, Cleveland, Ohio, Atlanta, and L.A. There's a lot of celebrations for that. As a matter of fact, right here in North Carolina, there is a Mexican, there are a lot of people here who will celebrate that particular holiday. And it was a school that I was once working at in the county of Wilson, North Carolina. It has a 53% population of people of Mexican descent. And they celebrate this holiday. And actually, that was the first time I heard of the holiday, so I'm really excited about it. The beautiful, beautiful. If you get to go to any of the festivals, you will see wonderful dancing with the beautiful skirts, and they twirl the skirts, and you've got to come out and see how this is celebrated for their liberation, you know, for their liberation. Okay, we have the Monaco Grand Prix. That's been going on since 1929. That's the playground, you know, Monaco, hey, playground for the rich and famous. And it played a host to the race, racing as attractions, you know, for some of our Hollywood celebrities, you know, like Cameron Diaz and all these people. They like to go there to the Monaco Grand Prix. So that's a place that you really want to, you know, those of you who like all these different races, it's a great thing to do. Now, also, up in the Big Apple, we got Fleet Week. Fleet Week, and I know Victoria will want you to know about Fleet Week. Okay, well, Fleet Week in New York City is a celebration. The men and women in the United States Navy and Marine Corps and the Coast Guard, it's a tradition since 1989, I believe. Fleet Week features military demonstrations and a chance for the public to go aboard the military ships, you know, in the harbor. Okay, so, and you can do some of the same things in Baltimore. In our harbor, there's a lot of ships. But right now, let's stick to the Fleet Week in New York City. You're in New York. Check out Fleet Week. I don't have the exact date down, but this is in May, so we have some time. And I'll go back and get some of these dates for you so you can plan on all these wonderful places that you may want to go. They have something coming up in Memphis, Tennessee, with your taste buds. Get your taste buds ready for the World Barbecue Championship. The World Barbecue Championship. Oh, my goodness, slow it down so you can eat the World Barbecue Championship Showdown, people. It's a showdown. It is a showdown. Get your lips going. Get that tongue going because you're going to have this mouth-watering. If you like it mild, they got it mild. If you like it hot, they got it hot. If you like it sizzling hot and spicy, they have that too. Best of the best from all over the world come to Memphis, Tennessee to compete in the World Barbecue Championship Showdown. Hey, folks, it's a showdown. You can travel across this country, and you can go ahead and get and participate or just enjoy the showdown. And you know what? After you do that showdown, I know you're going to need to go to a spa after that. My God, because your mouth is going to be so hot, you're going to need to send the rest of your body to be in a relaxed state. So, you know, keep all these things in mind. You know, I have to laugh because, you know, it's somewhat funny when I really think about it. And I'm going to take a moment to make sure that I get to you the information that you need from Ms. Victoria Fall and myself. So I'll make sure that you have her phone number. Now, I want you to understand something. It's really important. Once you've heard this broadcast, make sure you get it out and tell everyone about this, even if they don't travel. It's Blog Talk Radio, and we're trying to make sure, you know, people know what's going on. This folk is an intense person and an extensive traveler, and she knows fantastic things for people to do, a woman and children. Maybe you're just out here just freelance and single people, maybe whether you're male or female, couples, groups, schools. She's intense in the New York City area, but also she's done cruises to Europe, to the Jamaica, Alaska, you name it. It's a lot of things that she has done. The resort, she's actually been to a lot of these resorts. So here are her phone numbers. To contact Ms. Victoria Fall, write this down if you have this, and make sure you call her really, really soon, like today, because she has these $500 giveaways. And call her so you'll know, what is this $500 all about? You may not be traveling, but maybe somebody in your church or your school or your organization, or maybe someone in your family is. So her number is area code 347-658-459. Okay? Travel agent Victoria Falk of Passionate Travel. Okay? She says, live life passionately. Here's the number again, 347-658-8459. Okay, now mine is Movements Unlimited with my husband and myself, and we believe in keeping that movement unlimited and travel the world up and down and all around, the high, the low, and all in between, whether it's your nature that you want to see, beautiful scenery, whether you want to see the artists of the world, whether you want to hear the music of the world, and you want to travel to see this music, whether you want to see the ethnic dances of people from every walk of life, you know, the continent of Africa going into the different countries, and then turning right around and hitting Australia and seeing the cultures there, then call Movements Unlimited. Cynthia or Sitari Jahi at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. And we will be more than happy to have you climb as many mountains, play as many golf courses around the world, go across hills, going through valleys, all through the Grand Canyon. You know, you want to go to Mount Kilimanjaro, we'll get you there. If you want to go down the Amazon River, if you want to ride on the Nile, wherever your heart desire. Stop putting it off. Just the other day, I lost an uncle, my Uncle Philip. He was 82 years old, and I don't know all that Uncle Philip did. I think he did everything that he wanted to do, though. But one of my cousins got up, my cousin Terrence Henderson got up, and I can say this because he got up, it was in public, and he said the following. He had planned on doing something with Uncle Phil, taking him out somewhere, but he kept putting it off, procrastinating, and putting it off, procrastinating, and putting it off, and now Uncle Phil is gone. People, don't procrastinate. Mother's Day is coming up. If there's something you want to do with your mother, give us a call. I gave you the numbers, 252-406-0774, and I gave you Ms. Falk's number. And make sure that you call us so we can give away those $500 travel gift coupons that can save you money. And you have to book your trip now in the month of April. But you can book the trip for another time in the year. If you're paying for booking it right now, take care of all that. And maybe you're not going to travel till August or December of 2016. But use the $500 up. And that's, you know, let's help other people by telling other people, hey, these people are giving this away. So this is going to conclude my show for today. And what I want to tell you is get out there and have fun. Go to the golf courses of the world. Go to the barbecue showdowns of the world. Go ahead, enjoy yourself some Grand Prix. Go here now and enjoy some U.S. Triple Crown action. Go to the Master Golf Tournaments of the world. Go to Jamaica. Go to Rome and do as Romans do. But whatever you do, live life passionately. As Miss Victoria Falk says, live life passionately. And again, her number is 347-658-8459. Call her today so you can get your $500 travel coupon. Guys, this is Cynthia Jahi signing off. And check my show out tomorrow, 3 o'clock, the Shasari's Love Show. Looking for you. Much love.